92.9 The Bull. Today I'm joined with Aaron from the Broadway Theater for the upcoming Letterkenny Night of Stand-Up. That's on April 1st. First off, Aaron, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
Personally, Letterkenny, one of my favorite shows. Canadian, can't go wrong with it, among many other things. Tell us all about what people can expect on Monday.
For sure. So yeah, Letterkenny is popular. It's Canadian gem in terms of entertainment. It's popular not just here, but also across the border, which is always great. And a few of the stars and a few of the writers are coming here to Saskatoon on Monday to do some stand-up comedy for our neighbors and friends.
So is the stand-up just kind of about anything, or is it anything related to the show, or maybe a bit of both?
I think it's a little column A, a little column B. You get a real mix. The cool part of having some of the folks behind the camera as the writers who are doing stand-up, you know they've got a funny bone, and then also having the performers. It's just a couple of different styles that you get to see throughout the night, and who doesn't want to spend a holiday Monday just laughing?
Especially, and if anyone has seen Letterkenny, one of the gentlemen that'll be there, Mark Forward, plays coach on Letterkenny, especially if you're a fan of hockey. Such a lovable character, just everything that comes out of his mouth is laugh off the chair, funny. Anything that people can expect from him, any specific stories or anything from any of the stand-up comedians that'll be there?
I'm sure that there's going to be quite a mix. I know that they've done this tour a couple of different times with a couple of different actors, and so I believe they mix up their material every time, which is great because if you've seen them before, you know it's a really good show, and you're gonna want to get tickets to see them again because they get great reviews and have a ton of people quite engaged with their online presence. So you can pop over to any of their social media channels and check out some of the stuff that they're gonna have to offer on stage.
And where can people go? What are those social media platforms? And where can people grab their tickets?
Yeah, you can head on over for tickets. You're going to want to grab them quickly. They're selling out fast at broadwaytheater.ca. Or you can give our box office a call. Or you can pop by the theater. We're happy to help you get your tickets in any way possible. You can also hop onto our social media at Broadway Theater on Instagram or on Facebook. And you'll be directly linked to all of the social media channels of all the performers as well as the ticketing.
That's awesome. And as for the show on Monday, if you haven't seen Letterkenny, is that going to affect how much you're going to enjoy the show?
I don't believe it. It's a comedy night for everybody, so I'm sure there's going to be some like great little nuggets of pitter-patter jokes and that will be, you know, not missed by the Letterkenny fans, but anybody who likes to laugh is going to enjoy the show.
And on top of that, what other events are going to be happening at the Broadway Theater in the coming weeks, months?
We have so many shows. It's hard to keep up sometimes. We actually, if you like comedy, we have an improv comedy troupe called the Comic Strippers who come and do a really, really great performance every year. We sell it out and it's a ton of fun. We've got jazz orchestras. We've got some great film programming coming up. The Broadway has something going on every night of the week. And so, again, our website or our social media is the best place to find up-to-date information because we're announcing things left, right, and center.
That's awesome. Sounds like a place to be any day of the week, especially Monday, April 1st. Can't go wrong with some of the writers and actors from Letterkenny. Aaron, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks so much for having me.